Hi. Great to meet you all. And deeply, as I'm sitting there listening to Natalie, I just could feel this like expansion and these possibilities just start to like. Can you feel like when she was talking about the waterfall and the water and like everything that is possible to us now, and it just felt massive. Massive and exciting and yet also a little scary and overwhelming at the potential that we have. And so as I was, you know, kind of tuning in, seeing, you know, what am I going to do this morning and tomorrow? And I have like, you know, all these possible things I could do. And I was like, you know, I'll make a presentation and I'll plan it all out. And then I'm like, what am I doing? Like, Natalie called this off the chart. So I shouldn't have a chart. I'm not going to have any charts. I'm not going to have any PowerPoint. And I'm going to do this in the moment. So I have many things I can pull from my, like, toolbox and repertoire, and it really is based around you. So, and also just thank you to Natalie for doing this and bringing us together and for calling it off the charts, because it's time for us all to really go to this next level and bust these glass ceilings that we have. So my first question is, are you ready to change? Do you want to make a change? Okay. So do you really want to make a change? Like, just before you just like throw me back, like, yeah, I do. Like, just feel it. Just go into you right now. You know, there's like, you're sitting there looking at me, being like, okay, what's she gonna say? So just go inside. So you are experiencing your life, your reality inside of you. It's not happening out there. You're perceiving the world through your senses, but your experience is inside. So just actually just put your hands on your body. Just feel yourself. Natalie like made you sign waivers about this, right? Being like, okay, we're gonna get touchy feely. So just feel your body and just feel like you can feel the surface of it. So you've got your arms and your belly and your legs. And then inside of that is a whole world of infinite possibilities. And this is where you are going to make the change. And if it doesn't change in here, nothing out there is going to change. And you can hear the best advice from like every expert on the planet, and the change still won't happen unless it's happened inside. So how do we take that outside information, that excellent advice to like, this is, you know, these are the strategies, this is what you should do. How do we take that and turn it into actual real life? Like, yeah, I'm the person now who can do that, rather than I'm the person who wants to do that, who's trying to do that, who's like, being like, yeah, I'm going to put on this act like I can do it, but really inside I feel like shit and I'm pretending. So we're going to go through some processes in the next 20 minutes. You'll wave at me when we're like, to start to catalyze this happening in you right now, which is why I was like, okay, who's ready to change? Because this is going to happen now. Not when you get home, not in the break, like now. The next 20 minutes, changes are going to happen inside of you. So, first of all, we need to say, okay, yes, I want that. Anyone who doesn't want that should just go outside for the next 20 minutes. Okay, so we're all in. Everyone's like signed. They're like, yes, I'm ready to change. Wave out. Okay, good. Okay, so now we did an assessment already of, you know, what do I want to achieve? So now, you know, as you were doing that and sharing that, most of that was mental. It was like, yeah, I want this, I want that. Like, it's kind of happening up here. So we're going to just do it one more time, and this time you're going to do it from your feeling. So go back inside your body. So go in there, yeah? And just feel, how does that goal feel? And then just notice, okay, what is the, like, feeling that comes up? Or what is the apparent block or boulder in your river that is preventing that to be easy? So now this may come to you as a feeling. It may come to you as a fear, some words. Like, what does that look like to you? So here's you right now. You want to be over there. You're not that person yet. You're this person. What is the boulder or boulders that are coming up for you right now that's between you and it? And just, I want you to just shout some of those out as they come to you.
Fear.
Fear? And you can feel that right now, tangibly. Feeling like an imposter.
Not allowed.
Feeling like you're not allowed.
Self-doubt.
Self-doubt.
Fear of recognition.
Fear of recognition.
Constriction.
Constriction. So you all have something, right?
What was that last one?
Frozen.
Frozen. So you feel it's non-water-like. It's the frozen parts. Okay, so in order for us to become the pond and the waterfall, we need to be able to say, okay, what are those parts inside of me that are holding, that are constricted, that are afraid? And, you know, you can talk about this and think about this for years. And believe me, people go to, like, years and years of therapy, and I'm not saying therapy is not a great thing, but you know, if it's just happening here, the rest of you is still like, no, sorry, I'm like still feeling afraid. So we are now going to go through some processes where we're going to get our bodies to actually gift us the power that can warm those crystalline hardnesses and reconnect. So we also talked about communication and connection, and this is why we're here. We want to connect with each other, but we also want to connect with ourselves. And you know, we've now got this freaking amazing thing called the internet, which is just mind-blowing. And you are only as good as your connection. If you're on dial-up, like, good freaking luck getting your website done on time. Like, you can't do it. It's the same in your body. If your body is on dial-up, if there's, like, too many of those blocks in there and you're trying to do something, the blocks are like, no, 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 this communication is not going to happen, then that's the result you're going to get. So we're going to update our hard drives. We're going to improve that communication. We're going to start to dissolve some of those blocks. And we're going to start with one of, well, I would actually say, the most important technique that I really believe you can learn in your entire life. We're going to learn it in the next 2 minutes and do it. And this technique balances the brain. So here you all are, sat here, looking at me. It's all being computed up here. And, you know, obviously then your body is coming along and experiencing it too. But your brain is like the master controller. It's like it's seeing everything. And, you know, Natalie also talked beautifully about, you know, these two parts of us, the creative side and then the, like, logical side. And the part that is, like, you know, wants to be able to see the big picture and then also know the details. So how many of you have felt or feel regularly that these two parts can just be like having a cat fight up there? They're like, okay, I'm going to feel this amazing feeling and be creative, and then they're like, logic or the voice of your mother is like, yes, but how are you going to pay your rent? What about this? Like, what's your husband going to say? Like, be logical. Like, that's, you know, crazy. And then if you're just always in the logic and like, okay, I have all the tools and I'm doing all the strategies, you can get all the results. And you still feel like, but what's my purpose? What's the point of all this? You know, there's plenty of people who have all the stuff and they're still like deeply unhappy. So, does anyone feel that ever? Yes? I mean, we're humans, so like this is the like plight of the humans. So we are going to repair some of this today. So what we're going to do is we're going to balance the brain, focusing on this connection between the right and the left brain. So everyone just take your right hand, I'm going to mirror you, and your left hand. So your right hand is like intuitive, big picture, creative, the one that can like see into the future and into the past and be the ocean. And then the left hand, or the left brain, is like the logical, linear details, the boxes, the containers. And these two need to come together. And they need to work together. So in every single moment, you can say, what am I doing right now? And what is the big picture? How do I feel? And how am I going to get there? Not flip-flopping between the two or arguing. Sound good? Okay. So, very simply,
Can I see a picture of the brain? Anyone want to see a picture of the brain?
Okay. Does this mic work too? Yes. Okay, cool. And actually, another, while I'm pulling this up, really cool thing about the brain that you may or may not know. Can someone tell me how I make this come up? There we go. Is that the brain is, well, my anatomy app's in here. Where are you? 3D brain. The brain is 90% water. Water. So you are actually made of water. You're made of it. We're going to be embodying water more. We'll see if we have time today, also tomorrow. And actually, this is something that like blew my brain when I heard it, in a good way. I said we're going to blow our brains, right? That, you know, we think of the brain as this. Actually, you know what? I'm just going to pull up this other picture for a moment. We think of the brain something more like this, like the cauliflower type thing, right? Is that usually what you think of when you think of brain? So the gray matter. And scientists have been studying this gray matter, looking for the seed of consciousness. Like, what is it that makes us self-aware beings? And you know, they're looking all through this gray matter, but the thing is, people are born with, some people are born with actually very little gray matter, or people have it removed because they've had a tumor or something, and they can function perfectly. But if you remove the water, you're gone. So it is the water in our brain that actually connects us to the ocean through the structure of space-time, and I can talk to you a lot more about that. But for now, let's know that that water is essential, absolutely essential. So when we're going to be balancing our brains today, not only are we going to be improving the right and left communication, also imagining that our water molecules, do you know Dr. Emoto? So the, you know, beautiful water crystals when you say nice words. And that geometry is essential for your health. So we're also going to imagine that we can actually update the water molecules that are in our brain. And that clarity, that geometry within the water molecules is how we're getting our clarity of mind. So kind of just to bring it back around to like, what does this do for me? Well, it changes everything because you are your brain. So you don't need to try to like have more clarity. You can just be the clarity. And then you have it and you're not like trying to pretend like you have it. Okay, so there's the cauliflower brain. I like this image a lot, which is much more as I imagine the brain, which is, it is an electrical circuit. Just flip through my pictures here, and then I wanted to show you my 3D brain app. I love this app. Because
you can spin it around. Whee! Hours of fun. Yeah, so Natalie was saying, like, she's a, like, you know, tech nerd. I'm a, like, anatomy nerd, like, big time. I'm like, whoa, look at that. So, yeah. By the end of this weekend, I am, my goal is that you are all that as well. You're like, oh, my God, my brain is the coolest thing ever. Okay, so, and the rest of you too. So here is your brain, and you can see here the right and left hemispheres, and you can also go make it go this way. And, yeah. Very cool. And so I just want to show you this structure that separates the right and left hemispheres. You see that? That is, does anyone know what that is? Nope. Corpus callosum. The corpus callosum. And I just think, isn't that shape incredible? Whoa. And I can guarantee you all have one of these. Which is really nice, because then we're not like, you know, someone being like, well, you know, I don't think I have one. It's like, well, yes, you do. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. And one of the other things that I love about the corpus callosum is, well, one of the facts that I heard is that when they dissected Einstein's brain, which is kind of a, anyway, I don't, what they found was, I'm like, my brain went off there into like, not a good image, but they found that he had a very developed corpus callosum. So his ability to think with his whole mind was very, very advanced. So this is what we're going to do today, is basically turn you into Einsteins. So I'm going to, or we will, I'll teach you the technique that will support that process. So I'm going to leave that picture up there. I think that's the best one. So everyone take one of your hands, and you're going to place it at the base of your skull. And you're going to imagine that you can actually connect, or imagine the communication between the right and the left hemisphere, between your hand. And then we, with the other hand, we're just going to do a simple tapping process. You're going to tap over your head. And you just want to make sure that you're tapping over both sides of the brain. And so this is coming in and out of the brain's surface electrical field, basically saying, okay, brain, go look at yourself. And breathe. And then you're going to tap over your heart. And keep breathing. So nice deep breaths. And we're going to do that one more time. So nice deep breaths. So I'm improving the connection between the right and the left hemispheres and tapping over the heart. So the heart is kind of like hitting save on your computer. So we're like doing update and then save. Then you're going to move your hand to the next position and tap and breathe. Breathing is really important. Oxygen is included, right, in the price of the ticket. Okay, good. So you all can breathe as much as you like. Infinite oxygen provided for you for this event. Breathe. And then to the next position. So we're basically working over the whole brain, getting our brains to go reassess themselves. And keep breathing. And tapping over the heart. And what is extra beautiful is that we are doing this in a group. We have all of these brains. So they are all now getting attention and coming more online. So and then the next position. And there's no hierarchy in these brains. And breathing. You could imagine the water molecules, if you've seen any of those pictures of the beautiful crystalline structure of water. You can imagine, okay, my water molecules being really geometrically clear. Clear structure so that the flow can happen. And then all the way up to your eyebrows. And nice deep breath. Ability to think with my whole mind and know the details. To have the container that then the infinite can flow through. Keep breathing. And then the last position, you can take both hands, put them either side of your head. So we're kind of getting the last part of the brain here. And just hold for a moment, and you're going to breathe. You might feel, if you're sensitive, some like buzzing or tingling, or your brain just going like, oh. And then you're going to tap. If you feel a little tired, that's okay, that's good. It just means your brain is coming out of shock and coming back into the parasympathetic, like everything's okay. Rest, relaxation. And hold. And breathe. And then just tap one more time. You can tap like this too if you want. And then just take a moment to rest. So just noticing, how do I feel now? Did that do anything for me? So this moment of reassessment of like being able to notice a change in state is critical for it to be able to become the way you exist. Because your brain is a recording device. It's recording your experiences all the time. And so the more you are experiencing the experience you want to experience, the more you get good at experiencing experiences you want to experience. Should I say that again? You get it? So if you're practicing the, like, franticness, you get better at that. And if you're practicing, like, oh, yeah, everything's okay, you get better at that. So anyone want to share any changes that happened? Anything you're feeling? I like weird. Bring it on. Awesome. I love that. And that for me is like it. That is why I do what I do. Because if we can feel like that all the time, wherever we are on this journey, whether at the beginning or the end or whatever, we can dance through it. And it all starts in here. Anyone else want to share? Yes. Yeah, and there really isn't. There is science to show how every atom in the universe is connected to every other atom, and we access that through our right brain, through the water, through the flow, the intuition. We are infinitely connected, and we are all connected to infinite energy. And there is science on the planet right now to show this. That, and I'm not going to share you all the mathematics right now, but if you took all the stars that we can see in our galaxy, and, you know, as far as we can see, and you squished them. I'm like, good luck doing that. But anyway, you squished the amount of energy into a centimeter cubed of space. You have less energy than what exists in the structure of space. So the structure of space in every centimeter cubed of space has more energy than all the stars in the galaxy. We just don't know it because we are it. So when you are it, like if you're just, you know, if you're a fishy in the ocean, all you know is the ocean. So we have to learn, realize how we are connected. And it's not just like hocus pocus, like new agey, spiritual, like it's science. And so when you can have the science and the experience do that, that's when you have it. That's when it's real. Just the experience and not the understanding. It's like, well, you're an illusion, and then you have people's opinions, fighting with other people's opinions. And if you just have the science, and believe me, I'm sure you all know plenty of brilliant people who are not living it. You don't see it in their body. They know all the stuff, but like, they're still messed up. Because it hasn't made that wholeness, that connection. And it's actually really simple to get there. So that's one technique. I have like infinite more to share with you. So I'm so blessed, and thank you, Natalie, for holding this space for all of us. Like she is pushing the boundaries, like off the charts is so the title. You know, she's bringing forth this new information, this new transformation, like this gift of like, you can and you must realize your brilliance. Not get brilliant, but like, just realize that you already have it. Like, it's all there. So that's what we're going to do this weekend. I'll share more tomorrow, and thank you.